Potato, our number one crop, gets a new flavor take. As the number one crop in the world, available all year, potatoes are a favorite for a variety of reasons. Get the nutritional benefit of this abundant vegetable by adding flavor in a different way, cooking it over charcoal and hardwood. Simple preparation for a simple vegetable. I'm using small red and white potatoes. You'll need a knife and cutting board, as I like to cut these small potatoes in half to allow for maximum wood-fired flavoring. I'm going to use a vegetable grill pan, but you can use any heat-safe pan, whether foil, glass, heat-safe ceramic, or cast iron. Cut each potato in half and place in the grill pan. Seasoning and oil bring out the best. Just three simple ingredients are needed before the pan is placed on the grill. Drizzle 3 tablespoons of oil over the halved potatoes, then add coarse salt and fresh pepper. The oil can be grapeseed, walnut, almond, vegetable, or canola, anything you have and prefer. Mix well to ensure each potato is coated, then let rest to allow the seasoning to penetrate before adding to the hot grill. Charcoal grill setup. Time to get the grill ready. I'll be using a combination of charcoal and wood. Charcoal as the fuel for heat, and wood chunks and chips for flavor. Keeping my intake vents open on the kettle grill, I start a chimney full of charcoal. Just one chimney will be needed for the actual cooking. I lay a small line of unlit coals down both the right and left side of the charcoal grate to keep my temperature stable through the cook. I pour the hot coals in the middle, then add 2 sugar maple wood chunks and a handful of wild cherry Grande Sapore wood chips on top of the hot coals. On goes the food grate and then my vegetable pan of halved seasoned potatoes. Depth of flavor through smoke. Once the wood is set up and the food grate is on, the pan of potatoes is added. Put the grill cover on and adjust the lid outtake vent to 1/3 open position. Now adjust the lower intake vent to 1/2 open position. Let the potatoes cook for about 25 minutes prior to stirring. You'll see the golden hue from the maple and cherry smoke vapor. Be sure to rotate the potatoes on the bottom to the top so that there is even color and flavor to each piece. The total cook time will be close to an hour, but each grill and charcoal will perform differently, so be sure to watch closely after the first 35 minutes. Remove when the potatoes can be pierced easily with a toothpick or knife tip. Full flavor with all the nutrition intact. With all the nutritional value still intact, these golden smoky potatoes are ready to eat as is, or you can include them in your favorite potato recipes. I'll be giving a smoky edge to my interpretation of a potato curry in our next recipe feature. Take advantage of this popular comfort vegetable and the ease of using a charcoal wood grill for cooking, and give your meals a memorable flavor enhancement.